parents who are exercising their right to opt out or have done that in the past are facing some repercussions.
Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization co-chair Larry Scott. Tomorrow night, the organization and school parents will appear before the Board of Education. They will present a resolution calling to prevent the school district from basing a student promotion or placement on standardized assessment performances for those in grades 3 through 8. Scott said this is occurring at City Honors and Olmsted School.
And what's really concerning to us is that we were told that students at private schools and Catholic schools were being treated in the same manner if they didn't have state assessments. But what we're finding is that there are some private school students that have been accepted at City Honors.
Scott points out the civil rights report to Buffalo schools recommends state tests be eliminated for criterion-based schools. The organization's resolution calls on the school board to stop the use of state assessments in the application process for criterion-based schools and recalculate scores for all students assigned a zero score. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore has been encouraging parents to opt out.
Parents, I know you value your children's careers and their happiness and their success in school. Please take a moment and think about whether you want to have your child punished by these tests.
The parent teacher organization is also calling on the district to create a sit and stare policy for students who opt out. The school board approved a resolution last year against sit and stare. However, the district failed to generate a new policy. ELAs begin for 3rd through 8th graders a week from today. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.